I come from Nandi County, just at the border of Vihiga and Kisumu County. So I would have gone to maybe Kapsabet if it were there, but Kapsabet is very far from this place. So I'm a psychologist, trained and equipped with counseling skills. And my main issue is actually the way forward, because as the young man has talked about, we all know what is happening. We all know the problem. It's how to solve the problem. And to solve this problem, I, on my own view, so I'm proposing a national structure of psychological services department, which will have a director of psychological services at the MOH headquarters, just like the way we have the director of probation services, we have the director of children services and all those. And then we have regional coordinators of psychological services, and then we come to county directors of psychological services. And at the same time, we can have sub-county assistant directors. And then we have counselors now on the ground, so that we are in learning institutions, i.e. primary and secondary schools, tertiary schools, and correctional facilities, like rehabs, prisons, police station. As somebody say, when somebody is taken to a police station, somebody goes to report a threat. You see, a policeman cannot prosecute somebody without enough evidence. And if somebody has threatened you verbally and you are too, there is no way you will prosecute that. So the best thing is just to refer this person who threatened the other one to actually attend some counseling, so that the whole problem could be solved, rather than waiting for an incident to occur to actually implement the threat, so that it is now a situation. Now we are having so many killings, so, and somebody reported a threat.
Mental health is a problem with everyone, because most of the times it's not something that can be seen. You cannot see someone and say that one has a psychological problem. It is the behaviors that they exhibit that actually help us come to a conclusion. We would very much appreciate if maybe you also come up with a desk for, is it psychological help? Not even in the hospitals, you know, when you go to the hospital, everyone says you are sick. But maybe you can have offices where somebody can come in. Even the workers, somehow they have issues. You can have maybe a desk where people can come to report such issues, so that maybe you also get us counselors in the offices. Because when you tell me to get a counselor in the hospital, I'll say, I'm not sick.
Or even the stigma of going to the hospital.
Exactly.
Makes me not to go there.
Yeah.
So that's a very strong recommendation that we can make, and I wish you could even make it on the floor. We'll be very happy.
Because that is what actually is killing most people. Somebody comes to work today, Monday to Friday, then on Saturday in the evening you are told the person is no more. Then there is a suicide note. What happened? It is maybe somebody who needed some help to be listened to, but they were not able to get the help. Because in as much as you want to say alcoholism and what have you, some of those issues don't even make us go to that extent. Yeah. But there are those underlying issues that after some time they build up, when they burst, that is when we get suicide cases.
You know, we have so many challenges, and maybe in the community some of the people may not understand more about the mental cases and the patients, even how to handle them. But with our team here, Dr. Mwikamba, Kitare, and the other team that we have in psychiatry, I can attest that they are trying even to handle those patients and also to improve the care and the quality in the psychiatry. Despite the challenges that we have there, I think they are trying. Even the fact that we have the no much equipment as per the way we went for the internship somewhere, and you can't compare the psychiatric department with maybe Mathari, because of even the facilities that we have, they are minimal, even to take care of the patients. But they are trying to manage with what they have. And at the hospital, we are trying also to improve the department, so that it doesn't look even from outward and inward everybody is despising the press because maybe even of the look, but the standard we are trying to try and improve them. But even the capacity building in our hospital, maybe we require it in the staffing, we don't others. Because at times, some cases come even when the psychiatrist is not there, our psychiatric nurse is not there. So even the others need to be enlightened on how to handle these cases, maybe for admissions and what. The time and basic details that we get from the school, it might not be enough until we build each other through the trainings, through the seminars, so that people are going to appreciate and understand on how to handle these cases. The staffing levels, I concur, they are stretched, but we are trying as much as we can at least to take care of the patients and to give them the best. As much as we have the shortage in the hospital, we can appreciate the patients, we try and we get the comfort and the satisfaction when they stay there and go home when they are healed. That is our satisfaction. So we are happy the far we are, but would appreciate also as much as the way you've come to view our facility also, you hold us to come up and you support us also. Thank you so much for your presence, and we really appreciate your presence in the hospital. Feel much welcome, and also on behalf of the CEO, he was coming, but he has been called to the department where he serves as a magistrate official surgeon for an emergency patient. So I know maybe in the process he might be in, if he is going to be through with the case. So thank you so much, and God bless you.
And maybe we can have a member of the task force also.
The ideas and the thoughts, and I, the biggest thing for me was community in Meru. And my favourite idea was about Bodo drivers, because they are all over the town. They are within the community all the time. So I had never thought of that. And there were lots of other things. So I thank you all very much for a really lovely day.
So in my proposal, what I am proposing is that if we work on our policy, we can include a wider perspective of mental health problems to be covered under these policies. And with the government and other players, we can have an insurance policy that is able to sustain mental health services provision up to the sub-county and even the world level. I am looking also at how a mental illness brings about the sexual and gender-based violence. If we have patches of that in Kakamega County or the rest of the region, and you realize that if we need primary prevention, we will not have the cases that we are having today. Lastly, I would like to say that in my paper, I have looked at majorly what happens in the Commonwealth countries and what happens in developed nations like the US. But the proposal, what I'm proposing, is a mental health, a policy similar to the one practiced in Switzerland. The Switzerland has a mental health, a policy.
Part of studies on mental illness has been based on causes and symptoms of the disorder. These studies, however, they provided very scanty information on the amount of public and basic knowledge on stigma and perceptions among the community members. In conclusion, it is evident from the findings that there is a minimal interaction between community and the mental ill persons. That was specifically in Bungoma County of Western Kenya. The study findings also established that the negative perception of the community of Bungoma County towards the mental ill persons, this led to stigma and stereotype effect on the mentally ill persons. The study then recommends, as most of us have said, that sensitization of the community or the public on mental illness is very important. I was very specific in Bungoma County. Also, scaling up public awareness campaigns to reach more people at all levels by diversifying the approaches. that process can be used, targeting specific groups of family members having mental illness. The previous or the other speaker has just talked that we need to have all these people in specific areas so that they can diversify the knowledge, so they can give knowledge, they can counsel and give relevant information.
Garissa, ni almost 8 or 35%. Na wale ambao wamedivorce watapata barabarani wanauza the same mumira wanauza bale. Kuna mama ambaye wana watoto wamewacha nyumbani, hawana usomo, baba wamewatana. Sasa wale ambayo watoto pia huko nyumbani wamewacha, wasichana wanaraibiwa kwa sababu ya mira. Bila kutokuwa na amani, mirengo inasababisha wale ambayo wanaenda fikra kali ni wale ambayo wanakula mira. Hakuna mtu ambaye kawaida anajibuuliwa, wale ambayo wanafanya suicide ama wale wagaidi wanatumia vijana ambaye hawana akili, hawana nini, wao ndio wanabatiwa nini mira, alafu wanaenda kila pahali bila. Katika kauli hii mira si ile hata kwa zamani. Mimi zamani wakati nilikuwa mdogo, nilikuwa tu nisikia wazee wanakula miraa, sijui aina moja. Sasa hizi unasikia kuna miraa ingine ni sika kamata kamata. Wazee wa zamani walikuwa wale wenye pesa, walikuwa wanakula miraa. Siku hizi kuna miraa ingine ambayo tunaita mahoka au kamata kamata. Unajua kamata kamata maana yake huwa mtu anauza hiyo miraa ambaye ni drugs. Wanashika hizo vidoro tatu, hiyo ni 10. Sasa kijana mmoja ambaye ana 10 anachukua, alafu anawacha shule ataenda. Na leo ukienda tu kutembea tu ndani ya Garissa town na barabara, wale ambao wameenda wamekuwa na mwendo wazima, wote wanabeba miraa. Hawabebi payasi, hawabebi maembe, hawabebi ndizi, hawabebi nini, kukula kitu kingine ambayo iko na maana. Kila mwendo wazima angalieni, ndio kudhibiti sisi tumechukua kama mashehe. Wanabeba miraa, hawabebi nyama, hawabebi nini, kitu ambayo ina manufaa kwao. Na pia wamekuwa wale ambao wameshaenda na wameshakuwa mwendo wazima, wamekuwa neglected. Hawa hata kama wamekuwa mwendo wazima, dini yetu ya Kiislamu ni binadamu, na binadamu hata wacha binadamu wanyama wanahitaji kulindwa na kupatia chakula na walindwe vizuri, ilindwe vizuri wanyama wa kawaida. Sasa yule ambaye mishale yake, kijana yake, bibi yake ameshakuwa wazima, anatembea barabarani kila wakati anapata ajali, na hakuna mtu ambaye ata wanalala nje, mvua inanyesha juu yake, mvua anakula. Ni binadamu, unaona akiwa uji pale, hata kama ni mama, hata kama ni kijana. Juzi unaona kina mama wanauza miraa, na mtu mzima waiko wangu ambaye ameenda na amekuwa mwenda wazima, hata mwenuchi na anakaa anataka kukula hiyo miraa, anakula ile miraa ambaye takataka ya miraa ambayo wamewachana wengine, anakula akiwa uji na anakaa na hawa kina mama wanauza miraa. So hii ni humanity, na serikali angalie vizuri. Lawama serikali ambayo tunalaumu, hawa watu watenge vizuri bahali ya kulinda, na atenge pesa fulani ili wapate matibabu na ili wakae. Kuna wengine wanaua watu, wanapanga na wakisu ambayo ulimuliwa na wazina, anapiga kina mama ambayo wanauza mboga. Wengine wanatumba nini mamawe, wanavunja vioo ya gari. Hiyo yote lazima serikali ambayo inahusika mambo kama itenge pesa fulani, wapate consideration nzuri kwa hayo matatizo.
The mental behavior and personality disorders common in Garissa are mental disorders like dementia, substance included disorder like bank, neurotic stress related disorders like anxiety disorders, disorders of adult personality like paranoid personality disorders, mental retardation and psychological development disorders like autism, reading disorders like dyslexia, behavioral and emotional disorders with onset which is usually occurring in childhood and adolescence. According to World Health Organization, WHO, in 2014, Kenya is ranked at position 4 in Africa with more than 1.9% people suffering mental health disorder. Kenya Mental Health Policy 2015-2030, mental disorder cases cases in Kenya continue to rise rapidly. Unfortunately, Kenya has less than 400 psychiatric and psychiatric nurses respectively who are trained to handle mental illness. Garissa is not exceptional to this. The county lacks enough psychiatrists, medical social workers, mental psychologists and counselors to handle mental issues, thus making the cost of mental health expensive. The health sector in the country has received the biggest budgetary allocation as opposed to other sectors. I have no idea how much this, that is health budget, or what percentage has been allocated for mental health intervention. One need to create intensive awareness campaign on the condition. Two, train community health volunteers on how to address common mental health disorders, develop promotive and preventive rehabilitative mental health care and services in all levels. Both levels of government should allocate more funds for mental health services.
Please share with us.
Thank you. Young people generation are suffering about mental. And if you see much, if you even do the research, if you take them to hospital, wherever, you just come to about issues related to drugs, related to stress, related to other illnesses. As even myself, I'm a victim, because my dad was also sick sometimes back, some years back. So you see, he just knocked it. I don't know what happened. Then we have to take him for a hospital for almost 5 good years. 5 good years. He's just admitted in PGH, Garissa. You take it to Mombasa, you take it everywhere. So at the end, he's just in a bedrest, just taking injections. But alhamdulillah, later on, he gets recovered. But you see, what is this problem? We are blaming here the young generation because they are taking drugs. But on the other hand, the elder are suffering. And at the end, you see this person was good today, tomorrow you see he's very sick. You take him to hospital, he becomes so violent. Today, at the time, we tell you this person has, he lost his memory, I don't know what happened. So, there are two things that is really doing, giving us help. One is our environment, the condition we are living. Because this place, the hope is, the sun is very hot. Sometimes to the extent, it goes up to 40 degrees Celsius. On the other hand, the younger generation are taking a lot of mirror and other related drugs. These young people cannot just take drugs and get mad. No, there must be something there. These shops that are selling mirror, they are not selling mirror only. We can only say the women who are in the barangas can sell mirror fuel. But the shops that are selling mirror are not selling mirror. Some of them we have even discovered they are selling some medicines that is not even suitable for human consumption. Unless that person is prescribed for that drug, then you see they are mixing with something. They are putting it to the soldiers, the young people are taking those drugs. At the moment this guy starts that thing, in the first week he starts convincing himself, he cannot remember anything, he gets severe headache, then he swears a lot, then at last, after 1 month, you see that person and protest that. So the other end, you see they take a lot of mirror, but also there are some hard drugs, some substances, they also buy. So we went to shops, we went to investigate, we done everything. But the therapist has also given us some information. But at the end, those drugs are there. So the problem is, how can we stop those drugs in the shops that our young generation are buying from the shelves? That is the help we have. We can concentrate as a country. We are lacking that policy, that mental health policy. If Kenya, and I think for the country, comes up with that policy document on health protection, that is when we can also help our counties. For us in the counties, the members of the county assemblies, if we get that document that is passed in the National Assembly, we can also do the same and get some regulations so that we can help this sector we can help our institutions so that also the counties can fast track how to put some measures in place, and also how can we put what do we call those centers that we can rehab for these people. Because we are having those elderly who are very sick. Some of them are kept out from the police force, some of them are retirees from military, but they know it.
What should be said to people living with disabilities? So these are people who are usually not listened to, isn't it? And if we hear from all those, we also want to hear from just the average, because mental health is not mental illness. And so as we discussed, we should also be looking at ways of ensuring people have good mental health, and that we can prevent mental illness, and that we can treat people who have mental illness, and that we have long-term plans to help people who have been impaired or disabled by mental illness. So this is why we are here today, and we are looking forward to listening to those views. The first thing we are going to do is that we have a list of people who have submitted memoranda, people and organizations that have submitted memoranda. I am going to use that in the beginning, if you allow me, to give those who have submitted memoranda a few minutes just to highlight what is in those memoranda.
And if you look at the document, we have the list of the organizations plus the logo. We met on 15th of January 2020, and we discussed into detail why there is need for us to upscale our actions toward mental health. We realized that it has been a neglected area, and this one has made we have no data, and without data, we have no budget. Without budget, we have no activity. So that is why we came together to see that as CSO in Kisumu County. So as I stand, I don't represent my own organization, but I'm talking on behalf of other 45 stakeholders who I think majority are also here. So we look at the areas that we are supposed to tackle, from coordination, resources, personnel, data, service delivery, advocacy, along other service areas. And we have representations that are going to be made. Coordination by...
We are looking at coordination of mental health activities in Kisumu, and that is a priority area to us, that actually mental health need to be coordinated. And in coordination, we have subdivided the areas that we need. One, we need a formation of mental health board at the national level and at the county level. Number two, we need psychiatry services to be coordinated. And these psychiatry services will include promotive, curative, and preventive services. And then we need also, number three, we need psychosocial services also to be coordinated, and these will include all psychosocial interventions, to include counseling, group work, and all psychosocial services. We also need rehabilitative services to be coordinated at the county and at the national level, where we have a rehab for substance abuse, a rehab for alcohol addiction, and a rehab for other mental disorders that can be rehabilitated. So we need a rehab for that. And then number five, we need monitoring and evaluation for purposes of planning and programming mental health services. So we need data which are generated. As we look at how health report their data, mental health doesn't have a distinct data in terms of the leading causes of mental health services, of mental sickness and other things. So we need that come out clearly. We also need how to see how this data can be collected, how this data can be analyzed for the purposes of programming and planning. And finally, we need ecosystem for the mental health activities, for the purposes of clear pathway, for the clear referral pathway. As we stand as Kisumu County, we have a very big challenge in terms of the referral, because we have two hospitals with distinct management, that is County Hospital and Jaramogi Oginga Odinga Referral Hospital. So you see, inpatient in terms of psychiatric patients are being seen at Kisumu County Hospital, and when it comes to outpatient, they are seen in another hospital. So when it comes to reporting and even resource allocation, it is a challenge. We don't have a clear way of even how to share the resources, if there is any. Thank you.
On mental health motivation of staff, we had issues which we identified that we thought about. We have few mental health staffs in the county. This is associated to stigma and also being an unpopular area of study in mental health. Very few opting to take those courses. And also there is the motivation, which is due to high workload. This is a pilot study in the county for UHC. The number of clients we saw for the last few years have gone up because of that program of the government's UHC. So we had a proposal on this. One is to introduce incentives to the people who are taking up the courses. For example, the scholarships to training for those who are not trained, giving one higher job group for those who are already working, specialized in those areas of mental health, that is doctors, nurses, CEOs, that's clinical officers, psychologists, so that they continue also getting the motivation and supporting this, because the numbers are very few. We also discussed the government can increase personnel and also support system to deal with the staff burnouts. This workload also affecting the burnout of staffs. Let me talk about the mental health training and capacity building. We had issues which we identified, that's lack of capacity building due to logistics. For example, the IT system, computers, and also transport to make people make sure that they can get the capacity building. The proposal is that we had provision of support to those areas and also cascade what is there in the WHO, the quality rights training to the counties. Then we had a point of the national government to provide logistics such as vehicles, transport services, computers and other relevant materials. Another issue here, we had a challenge in operationalizing our mobile clinics because the community component is really lagging behind because we can't move from one point to the other to take care of the preventive part, because when you discharge a patient, you need to find out what's happening at the community level. Thank you. I hand over to my colleague.
I'm just going to talk about mental health data and also mental health service delivery in Kisumu County.
That is the regional regional hospital offering outpatient services. That kind of system is disjointed because patients coming from close to Kisumu County Hospital seeking outpatient services, they can't get outpatient services. They have to go to the provincial hospital to get the outpatient services. And then the provincial hospital or duty arrives still requires for inpatient management to Kisumu County Hospital. So that system can also be disturbing to people who are suffering from mental illness.
Tunaomba serikali itusaidie, media isitupatie fora instances all over the country, toka Somali mpaka Nairobi. Tungeomba kama media inaweza kuwa control mambo ingine yenye inahusu hata na katika jamii, kwa sababu tumejua ni ugonjwa. Tafadhali watuokoe na hiyo horror stories. Ukitaka kutangaza kitu, it is very expensive. Hata ukitaka kwenda kuongea mambo mzuri ya mental health wanasema sijui ni 1,050, lakini sasa sijui nani huwa anawalipa kutangaza mimi nimeua pia.
Even as we talk about counseling, about mental health, there should also be a lot of focus, especially in creating awareness on the effects of gambling. Some practical solutions to some of the issues, collaboration, working with the nurses, the medics, psychiatrists, social workers, and referrals. Yeah, probably I get a client to present the suicide. It is important that we all learn to refer it, cases, issues that you may not handle. A doctor, a psychiatrist, you get an issue that you are not able to handle, can you also learn to refer to counselors? Enhancing professional and functional counseling units, both at schools, in hospitals, again, so that we don't just talk about, because what is known in hospitals is HIV testing cancer, which is done by everyone. Demystifying counseling through awareness campaigns. Let us simplify counseling and even mental health in general, so that when we talk about mental health, one should be aware that we are not talking about mental illness. We are not talking about, you know, madness in the language of the village back then. Embracing mental health services and Catholic services in general. This one should start with us. Yeah? So that you are a medic, you are a teacher, you are, you know, whoever. We should know that counseling is for everyone. Yeah? Streamlining counseling so that it is only done by accredited and professionally trained people. And I'm saying that because counseling is one area that can be done by anyone, including beauty shops. You know, you go where people are taking care of their nails. But counseling also become part, you know, package of what is offered in such kind of shops, including the herbalist, the doctor who from, you know, Majimareku and such kind of things. Some of the services that they offer, with a lot of respect to them, some of the services that they offer is good. And therefore, this task force, you really need to take that one. It should come out clearly that counseling should not be left in the hands of everyone, such that we have a counseling unit that serves the way the clinical units, the way the psychiatrists, and even the way teachers serve. You cannot be a teacher unless you are accredited by TSC. And you also have, you know, evidence. And probably these are some of the issues that we are facing in the world of counseling. Recognition of counselors and psychologists. And again, I've talked about decriminalization of some hard behaviors like violence, so that when someone presents with an arm and really ashamed, of course, because of our past presenter, a number of us, including myself.
Involve community psychologists, program for student guidance, helpful houses, program for rehabilitation, drug abuse, help the youth adjust with concerns, learning career, help the middle age and the old age patients. I came out to this lady and she was feeling me, she was very sick. And she told me about many things. So I told her, young lady, you are going through menopause. And she was like, oh my God, I can't be menopause. Well, yeah, it's menopause. Because she was sick. She didn't understand what was going on in her life. All the tests are negative. What about the young ones who are finishing colleges? Where do they go to? Who directs them? How who tells them that it's okay to have a job, but you have something called talent and gift? What can you use with that as you're waiting to be employed somewhere else? Instead of Kubangaiza somewhere. You know, Kubangaiza, yet you have your papers and you really work hard. So if we have these psychologists in the community, then we help the youth to get to understand that they do not have to rely on their educational papers, but they can also rely on their gifts and talents and do something out of it. Guardians in children's court include pro bono services from lawyers and psychologists in order to help other rehabilitated children offenders without referring to the children today. We've had this, this came from a lawyer who was very passionate because he was like, most of these children, the offense they do, they're sent to jail. They don't need to be taken to jail. They just need to be taken to a psychologist to them, right? Because if you put them in jail, they go and get even more worse. Most likely they get more worse because you put them hardcore criminals. That's the reason they are in. They will learn from it. So how do you expect them to come up rehabilitated? So if we have them around us all the time, we are going to have these children we take care of without really putting them in jail, because that the jail is really, really hard for them. I am glad that because where I work, like I said before, our doctors, our medical officers, our nurses, and even the midwives, they surely know when to call in a psychiatrist and when to call in a psychologist. They know this case is a psychiatrist and this therapist needs to follow up to them. So it's a very hard. Finally, attach psychologists with psychiatrists. When I was taking my internship, I worked with a psychiatrist and he was like, I wish you had this. Because as you are giving this medication to a client, who takes them through the issue of relapse? Because you do not want somebody to take drugs to the leg, do you? No one wants to take drugs to the leg. They hurt your kidneys. So if you have a psychologist attached to a psychiatrist, then the psychiatrist is doing his medical part and psychologist is taking this plan through the issues of not relapsing and to delay the issues of the drugs.
Because most of them get sick, it's really a challenge. I've seen it firsthand, the challenges they go through. Also, they need funding in medication because most of them come from poor families and they cannot afford medication. So you find that when schools are closed, when they go home, they don't get the medication. So when they come back to school, they start from zero. You know, it's a real challenge. Also, you really need also to encourage them and also to visit them, because at times you see that other schools are funded and then they are left behind. So let's support these schools because they really need the life skills, and also they need more facilities like the meeting tools. So they need support, and we encourage those parents with children with mental disability and epilepsy to ensure that the children are taken for assessment at the assessment center in Kapsoya, so that they can be able to be told the condition the child has and the right school, so that they can learn more life skills, because these children, because of their condition, they cannot go through the normal learning, but they can be taught how to be able to be independent. So they'll be taught a different lesson so that they can be empowered when they get out of school. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Governor.
For raising the needs of children with disability as well as people living with epilepsy, I know we are not doing enough, and we will capture what you have said. I'm still opening up, and for those who have opinions or things that they want to say but feel they don't want to speak in front of the hall, you can still write down and either send to the email address that I said or send it to the secretariat at the back, and we will include that as well as your opinion and views.
Security expert from National Police Service, without some of my friends don't know I'm a security expert. They normally see me normally allowed here, but I'm a security expert. Concerning this issue, actually, we normally mingle with the criminals. And the most of our criminals who are our customers, they are not, most of them, they have what we call a mental illness. They are saying that they commit crime. But the reasons of committing crime are tied around the mental behavior. Sure, when we talk about the mental illness, this is a problem facing most of our youth. And the reason why it affects our youth is all about the issue of drug abuse. Most of them are faced because of drug abuse. In fact, that is a term that I normally differ a bit, because I cannot say it's drug abuse. It's actually chemical dependence. They depend on chemicals. Sure. As expert, I know you are in, for most of you, you come from the medical field. Because when we talk about the drug, can we say alcohol is a drug? Can we say drug bag of cocaine is a drug. Yes. There are some of substances that are consumed or taken by our youth, which are not classified as drug. So we can give it a broad term, chemical. Because when we talk about chemical, it's something that can bring some kind of reaction when we take. So I can say conformity in our youth or the criminality in them, it is not, they don't commit this crime when they are wrong. That is why somebody accused of crime like murder, we send back to you to other people, the mental state. When they are committing crime, that informs us why we cannot say we are not, we are not right on this matter. Another issue is corruption in our office. We have had officers using weapons to their friends, to their families. When you go back to the mental state of those officers, there is this disorder that is called post-traumatic stress. Sure, in what the conditions that officers, whether our officers work in, they are hostile. We can put a very current case of what happened in El Ado in Somalia. Have you met those of our officers who escaped in that area? Have you had that point of getting those officers in Capella? They are leading stress. And this can cause the alteration of how they think. Can we call it with a mental illness? So they require a mental health. So that I can use as expert. You can take this and look at how they can it can be prevented. Now, we need experts to be enjoyed in our hands. Counselors, we have the psychiatrists who can bring that expert experience on how to deal with those officers in our program demand. So I can say on our youth, before treating that problem, we can say we can prevent it. But how can we do it? We can bring what we call conformity in our society. Our youth are deviating from social norms, social standards, the beliefs in our society. How can we come and restore our youth? We can bring those young students in our schools. That is the problem that can be enjoyed in our learning institution. To ensure that young people don't deviate on what society prescribed to be the right standard. So thank you, and continue telling the young people of the society what is good and what is right. Thank you
very much. And I want those of us who are under the age of 30 to stand up. Under the age of 30, can you stand up? Good, thank you. So you think that I wanted you to stand up so that we can confirm the statistics that most of our population is young. Isn't it? And we are doing all these things for young people, because whatever solutions they come up with must work for young people, isn't it? But I want to hear from some young people, because they have ideas that we have to listen to if we are going to do anything useful in the youth population. You know, sometimes we go to a working group and say we are going to develop programs for young people, and then we come and show them what we have decided and they start laughing. We are really beyond what we have designed. We are all things we have designed that are working for us, isn't it? So, I know there's somebody called Daniel. Daniel Umar Juma. You're here, okay, yeah. What do you think something about mental health for young people? You indicated that you sent in a document, but you can summarize for us what you want to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
so much for the opportunity. My name is Daniel Maduma. I work with young leaders for the Lancet Commission. I'm a medical psychologist. Professor Twelly was once my dean, and I'm so happy to be here. We run a campaign called Namoring Our Humanity that is both online and physical events. We have so far had 6 online events, and you can check them out on Instagram and on Facebook at Namoring Our Humanity. And coming back to our country here in Kenya, we have had 3 physical events. First one being in our university, School of Medicine, my university, where both was our guest too, and in the college and in local university. What I can say is young people really want to learn. They really want to learn. The problem is we don't want them to learn. We are limiting them to learn. And we developed a policy brief with the 3 main recommendations for young people. The first recommendation is ensuring active and direct participation of young people. Like for say, you want us to do something, but that's not what we want. We want to be involved. We want to be engageable. To give our own views, to say, yes, that might work for us, or that might not work for us. And we need young people to be involved in research. We need young people to be involved in the designing of these policies. We need them to be involved in implementation. And we need them to, you know, to be part of the process, right from the beginning to the end. It's not that we want to be told this is what you need to do. We want to be involved, so we say, this is what we agree with everyone that this is what we want to do. And the second recommendation is investing in primary intervention and intervention and adopting a holistic approach towards mental health. Prevention, just like the program that we have running, physical program that we are running in our country right now, and the more we are planning to run in the near future in this year, we want to reach out to them. We want to reach out to our fellow young people, showing them that, you know, it's okay, guys, to talk about these things. It's okay to talk about mental health, and it's okay to say, I am not okay. And the last recommendation is improving and supporting mental health literacy. This means we need to strengthen our mental health education and training to young people in schools, universities, and colleges to promote mental health awareness, reduce stigma, and improve health-seeking. Our health-seeking behavior is a bit not so good, especially when it comes to mental health. When you have malaria, it's so easy to say, you know, I have malaria and you want to go and fix a man. But it's not so easy to say, I feel like I'm not okay, I didn't sleep well, and I feel a bit stressed, let me go get help. Very difficult. Now, those are the recommendations on the policy group and I've shared. And now, back to that, I think we also need to look at our law. And when the police officers here say that it's a bit hard for them, it is hard for them, and it is hard for us too. Especially when young people commit, people used to commit suicide. When they commit suicide and it's not successful, when they are arrested, it's a crime. And they're kind of treated in a very unfair way. Instead of them being treated in a fair and a right approach way to make sure that they get well. So, really, we need to get our laws straight around suicide. Also, we need to have safe spaces for mental health, young people, for mental health to share their experiences. You know, we have football pitches to play and stuff. We need to have some good safe spaces, youth-friendly spaces, and youth-friendly centers where if a lot of people feel like I'm overwhelmed, they can actually go and take help. They can actually go and talk to someone freely without feeling like if I do these things, it might gonna come back to me or my parents in law or something of the sort. Now, finally, we have said all this and I'm so happy that Paul said initially that these things are going to be implemented. But really, we can't do all this and we can't achieve all this if we can't invest. We've already talked enough and I think it's time for us to honor. It's time for us to invest. invest in mental health, invest in mental health. Thank you so much.
You see, young people have ideas, isn't it? Young people know what needs to be done, and we must involve them in everything we do. I saw quite a number of people on the party on this side. I didn't get a name, but I would like one of them to raise their hand and I'll allow them to speak as well. Any other person on this side with something to add to what we have said about them, please?
Hello, my name is Yara Sibagendi, and I like what Damian said, involvement of young people. If you look at the statistics, the most people who are suffering are the young people. Prof, if you may allow me, please, is there a person who's under 30 in your task force?
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah? Thank you. So we need more posts, we need involvement. And then I feel that in high schools and primary schools, trained counselors should be employed under the situation where we have teachers being counselors. For those who are trained counselors, you know about dual relationships. So this person is an authority to you, and at the same time they're your counselor, it can't work. I think that is why we're having a problem with a lot of high school cases. And then, also, I want to echo what Tamina said. Let's decriminalize suicide and focus on having units that can help these people rather than jailing them. Thank you very much.
I would like to hear from a young lady also at the party, because you there are 2 minutes here. It's a simple lady. But, I don't have to skip you. A young lady who wants to go to the district, because I'm sure you are not exhausted the things that young people have to say.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Jonathan Menjo, graduate of medical psychology, the big team here. First and foremost, I'd like to start by saying one of the previous speakers mentioned that they need people to work. When we are here, we are very ready and willing to start afternoon. So we are here. Yeah, from school of medicine, we have been trained on how to handle psychotherapies, how to do diagnosis. Each one of us in our school, we work with a DSM manual, and we are told how to do the screening from schizophrenia to bulimia eating disorder, so we are very well equipped. I would also like to emphasize on what the previous gentleman talked about. In Kenya, we are not taught about mental illness, so I believe with the new curriculum, CBC, they should start by telling that small child there is a bipolar disorder, and this is the problem. So starting from that generation, by the time they reach the older generation, they will be aware. I wanted to say that we would submit our proposal during our COPS4 program with the help of Dr. Baridawa here, where we were able to conduct research on MTRH on family caregiver burden, taking care of mentally ill patients at the outpatient in Chandaria. So as they don't say caregiver, everyone is focusing on their own caregivers, but my team, we focus on families who are bringing in patients to see the doctors on Wednesday. But after the appointment with the doctor, you are told go to the pharmacy and get your medication. It ends there. The family is just left to deal with their problems alone. So our proposal that we will submit wants to focus on helping the families deal with that problem. Thank you.
Submit the documents. We will definitely take them into consideration. Next, you have to add something?
They are a very special group who will not want to mix with any adult, right from provision of services to even, you know, just helping them to grow through their mental growth. And then electronic media health awareness programs, either using the local radio stations and television stations and all that to try and enhance mental health awareness. And then inclusive mental health, all inclusive mental health forums, just like this one, whereby you have a psychologist on board, you have the various schools of applied psychology and psychiatrists, so that we can share our experiences and even have a better multi-agency coordination. And then funding research on mental health by government. I think this is a highly neglected area. that needs to be taken care of. We need to establish and recognize diverse mental health professionals, just like I said, without repeating, so that we are not doing somebody else's work, so that we have an organized referral system. And then we also need collaborative services between patients, professionals, and government agencies, and then provision of tracking treatment patients with mental health issues, so that he's not complaining he doesn't have medicine and what is happening to him therefore. Okay. Level of preparedness, I think this was the last item, to address mental health issues. Training and competence, very critical. Who is this who is offering the service? There are a number of psychologists and counselors and psychiatrists who need proper structures to operationalize their services. Therefore, we need a policy, one. We need regulation, two. And we need separation of duties, three. Next, self-awareness to the general public can be initiated through mass media, such as community radio and chiefs' barazas. Thirdly, direct government involvement through Ministry of Health to fund various mental health activities. And lastly, non-governmental organization with a bias to mental health to be brought on board.
So my main point will be to integrate mental health to the PHC. In which within the primary health care system, we don't have mental health integrated well. In which when you come to the hospital, you ask your age, your sex, what you're having, but you don't have a place where you are asked, are you mentally okay? Have you dealt with these things before? So if they integrate that and someone cares about someone, it will be really helpful. Also in the drug industry, we need an industrial psychologist or just a psychologist who work together with the employed people, in which we also see people who commit suicide or having stresses. There's something called work-related stress. So many people commit suicide because of their job. Maybe their boss is stressing them. They have no salary and they have kids. So it's a whole thing coming down to one thing. And also creating employment and also some other centers in the community setting or the community bed. For my attachment, I was in Eastern County Referral Hospital, whereby we only have one doctor, a psychiatric doctor, one medical psychologist, and one psychiatric nurse. We see there's a gap in employment. Those three people need to deal with 1,000 of people. Clinical days, they see over 400 patients. You don't even get enough time with the doctor to talk about these things. Unakuja si, you're given your medication and you go home. We need time to talk to these people. We need time. We are here for everyone and we are really willing to help people to grow mentally.